Welcome to our program, Everyday English. I would like to do two things in this lesson. First, to hurriedly go over the pronunciation of a few words, and then proceed from there to consider the two words who and whom. The first word whose pronunciation I'm concerned with is the word pronunciation itself. The verb from which pronunciation is derived is pronounce, spelt
P-R-O-N-O-U-N-C-E.
Pronounce. That's easy enough. The sequence of letters O-U-N-C-E is pronounced as ounce.
Pronounce.
Pronounced.
Pronouncing.
Pronounce verb, but the noun is spelt and written as
P-R-O-N-U-N-C-I-A-T-I-O-N.
And pronounced as pronunciation. Pronunciation. Not pronunciation.
He's got a strange way of pronouncing words.
I would say his pronunciation of English words is strange.
Many people think he has a strange way of pronouncing English. His accent is strange.
My next word is spelt
C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
Country. Country. Not country. A strange pronunciation of the word, which we often hear in this country. We have had the chance to correct it in the past. Our next word is spelt
S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N.
Southern. Southern. And not southern, as we often hear in both the northern and southern parts of this country.
The southern part of the country.
But
the south of this country.
The southern part, the south. And finally, abound and abundance. Two related words. We say
abound in mineral deposits.
But abundance.
There is abundance of mineral deposits.
Abound. Abounding.
But
abundant. Abundance. Abundantly.
And not
abundant. Abundance. Abundantly.
I now turn to the uses of the pronouns who and whom. In English we say
who came here?
Who saw you?
Who is an interrogative pronoun and is the subject of the sentences you just heard. But we say
you saw whom,
and not
you saw who,
at least in literary formal English. Whom is the object of the transitive verb saw. And this also explains why we do not say
whom came here.
The subject of the verb came should be the subject of who, not the object whom. In English, pronouns have got two forms. One form is used as subject and the other as object. But if we do not say
whom came here,
then you may ask why we say
whom did you see?
Our naivety may lead us to agree that, after all, whom occurs at the beginning of both sentences. Now, the real answer is in
whom did you see?
Whom did you see? The object whom has been shifted from its original position as object of see to the beginning of the sentence. Whom did you see is formed from
you did see whom.
And from this we get
whom did you see?
we can make similar comments about the use of who and whom in relative clauses.
The man who came here has died.
The expression who came here is called a relative clause. And relative clauses in English begin with who or whom and similar other words. Now, in
the man who came here has died,
who is a subject pronoun form and is the subject of the verb came.
The man who came here has died.
We cannot accept as correct the sentence,
the man whom came here has died.
But the following sentence is correct.
The man whom you saw has died.
And here again, whom, which is an object form of the pronoun, has been shifted from its original object position to the beginning of the relative clause. It was originally the object of the transitive verb saw in
you saw whom,
from which we get
whom you saw.
The man whom you saw.
This explains why the following are correct sentences.
The woman whom we talked about.
The poet whom the publication is dedicated to.
And not
the woman who we talked about.
The poet who the publication was dedicated to.
Both sentences are wrong. And this is because in English we say
we talk about whom.
We dedicate a publication to whom.
And not
we talk about who.
Or
we dedicate a publication to who.
We talk about who is not normal in English. Neither is we dedicate a publication to who. Now, listeners, thank you for your attention. Cheers and have a good day.